23 states across the country now allow marijuana to be used for medical purposes. Four of those states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska, have legalized the drug for recreational use as well. And that's led to a boom in the edible pot market. In Colorado, pot that you can eat makes up nearly half of the state's legal consumption. You can buy cannabis-infused brownies, truffles, and even ice cream. Sweet Mary Jane Edibles is based in Boulder, Colorado. Karen Lazarus owns the bakery. It's not a retail space, that's not allowed, but it's where baked goods are made and sold to hundreds of dispensaries across the state. Lazarus is now sharing her weed baking wisdom in a new cookbook. It's called Sweet Mary Jane, 75 Delicious Cannabis-Infused High-End Desserts. Welcome to Here and Now. And does your mother know you're in this business?
Yes.
And what does she have to say about you?
Oh, she is so supportive. She's been supportive from the get-go. I think her biggest worry when I first started in 2010 was that I was going to go to jail. She just couldn't wrap her head around, this is a legal industry in our state. It's a wonderful, wonderful industry to be in.
Okay.
I'm excited.
So tell us how you got into it in the first place.
I've always liked to bake, but I wasn't really thrilled about the idea of a conventional bakery. I wanted to do something different. And I baked with cannabis before. And now that it's legal, I thought I can really start experimenting with flavors. I just started practicing and then applied for my license and boom.
So what do you make with cannabis, with pot?
One of our top sellers is something called True Confections. And it's a little peanut butter truffle and it's sandwiched between two pretzels and then dipped in dark chocolate and drizzled with white chocolate. So that sweet and salty just, you know, hits the nail on the head. People love that.
And where is the pot in there?
The pot is infused into the peanut butter truffle.
Oh, yeah. So this is interesting because in a lot of the recipes that I've looked at, you have things like Buddha butter,
mm-hmm.
which has buds of what in it?
Well, you start out with cannabis for those, and then that cannabis is infused either into coconut oil or butter, and then you have to strain out all the flower, the cannabis, so that you have pure, clean oil.
And then you just kind of fold it in as you would any sort of shortening or butter.
Yeah, you use it in baking the same way that you would any kind of butter, oil.
You don't just kind of toss the pot in.
Oh, no. That's what we did in college, and they were terrible.
So how are they any better this way? It's the same basic ingredient.
Well, first of all, there's no little bits of cannabis floating around in your brownie. The oil is strained. The oil is, it's clean. So there's no bits of grass in there. You know, you've strained it so that you have a nice, clean oil that you're baking with.
And how does it affect the taste?
Canna butter or Buddha butter has a fairly strong cannabis taste. So we work with different ingredients to kind of mask that. And, you know, chocolate is a wonderful thing to mask it. Peanut butter works, coffee. But you can still taste the cannabis in that. After a couple of years of working with cannabis, we decided, what can we do to change things a little bit so that taste is masked even more? So we started infusing sugar. And I show that in the cookbook, how to make infused sugar. And that definitely masks the taste of cannabis quite a bit more than canna butter.
I mean, as a chef, does it feel awkward to put in an ingredient that you're then trying to mask the taste of?
Well, the thing about cannabis is cannabis is used to help people feel better. I mean, most of the people who buy our products, we have a medical-only bakery. And the people who use our products, for the most part, not all of them, are using cannabis to relieve symptoms. So if there's a little bit of cannabis flavor in there, they're going to be okay with that.
And with the flavor, because they're going to get the side effects. And what are the side effects of eating, say, cannabis-infused apple pie?
Okay, depending on what you're treating. So people who are treating seizures, this is what people that we sell to tell us. They are having far less seizures. People with post-traumatic stress are dealing with life a lot better. We sell to Parkinson's patients. We sell to, it's helping migraines. It's helping MS patients, Crohn's disease. People are finding relief.
And psychologically, do they get high?
Yes, our products will definitely make you high.
Are you allowed to sell some of these pot-infused desserts to children who have a medical need?
If a child has seen two physicians and has their prescription card to purchase, have their parents purchase a product for them, they are allowed to use them.
So that must put the onus on you to be very careful about dosing, because the dosage, the amount, it really has a dramatic effect, right?
Oh, it's huge. We have everything that we make in our kitchen lab tested. We know the cannabinoid level of the products that we make.
That's the level of THC. Maybe you should explain what that is.
THC is the psychoactive. CBD is the cannabinoid that people are using to treat seizures, especially in children. CBN helps with sleep.
How did you learn about the dosing? There must be a lot of trial and error on your part. At least I would think in the beginning, was there?
Yes, absolutely. So this is the first batch of brownies I ever made. Somebody had a dispensary here, and this was way before we were regulated the way we are now. This could never happen now. They gave me some cannabis to try. So I went home and I made the canna butter and I made these brownies that I knew were delicious, but I didn't know how much to put in. I looked on YouTube and read the internet and did all kinds of things to figure it out and came up with what I thought sounded good. And I thought, all right, just do it. So I baked them. And because I was unsure, I was afraid to try them. So I just thought, I just need to try them for flavor. So I took maybe a thumbnail piece. And I was sitting there, and like 2 hours later, I was sitting with my daughter, who was, you know, in her 20s, and I said, "Lucy, I feel like I'm high." She said, "You can't get high from that amount, Mom." Well, yeah, you can. So I knew I put way too much cannabis in. So I started, you know, dialing it back. I wasn't selling these at the time. I was just trying to figure out how to dose something. So I was able to dial it back, but not until I started having things lab tested did I know exactly what I was putting in there.
Things are changing so fast. What do you foresee for the business in the future? I mean, I would think maybe some new recipes, but aside from that.
Oh, yeah, we're working on all new recipes right now because most of my recipes are in this cookbook. So I figured let's change it up, give people some new things. What I hope is that federally this becomes legal. What I see for my business is it's just growing. The thing that makes me the happiest in this industry, I started it because I love to bake. I'm in it now because I love to hear what patients have to say about using the products. We get calls all the time, people thanking us for our products. And yes, we have patients that are in their 80s using our products and thanking us. It's getting rid of their pain. They can sleep.
I can see how heartening that is, but I guess I just wonder, this is changing so rapidly for everybody, particularly for those people in Colorado, and for you when you hear from an 80-year-old, who's mm-hmm. eating pot-infused brownies
right.
or toffee or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be strange, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that people can freely speak about. It was a secret for so long. People didn't talk about cannabis, and we didn't see these older patients walking in to a dispensary, sitting down with a bud tender and talking about, "I need to use cannabis. I'm on all this medication. Nothing's working for me. Help me." Yeah, we can talk about it. That's what I'm hoping, we see this federally.
Karen Lazarus owns Sweet Mary Jane Bakery, based in Boulder, Colorado. She's also author of the new cookbook called Sweet Mary Jane, 75 Delicious Cannabis-Infused High-End Desserts. Nice to talk to you.
Same. Thank you.